Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents A Small Town by Thomas Perry, read by Christina Delane. 1. As Beth Tiedemann packed Jack's lunch, she occasionally looked up from the kitchen counter and out the window at the town. Most of the important parts of it just peeked up above the roofs of the small two-story houses like theirs. She could see the spires of the five churches, Catholic, Presbyterian, Methodist, Lutheran, Baptist, all lined up on the circular drive around the city park, and the old Tivoli movie theater, tall because it had a loge level high in the back where high school couples like her and Jack used to sit and misbehave. It wasn't the sort of thing that she'd heard kids did now. That was still a time when a lot of people in town got married so they could have sex. She and Jack hadn't been that way, but there wasn't much indoor privacy available. She could also see the upper levels of the Holiday Inn outside town and the tower of City Hall right in the center, but those were partially obscured by the thick summer foliage of the big trees along the parkway. She cut slices from the roast beef she had made for dinner yesterday, picked the best ones, and put them on the bread for Jack's sandwich with the layers of lettuce and mayonnaise and some black pepper, then wrapped it in wax paper with perfect folds, like a present. She put two small thermoses in the box, one with cold milk and the other with hot coffee, because Jack was going in for the night shift, 7 p.m. until 7 a.m.